On May 1st and 2nd, we're celebrating Public Media Giving Days, a chance for you to show your love for WQED, the home of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Every contribution made to WQED on May 1st and 2nd will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000, thanks to WQED's Board of Directors. Plus, we'll send you a one-of-a-kind Mr. Rogers vinyl sticker so you can proudly display your love for WQED anywhere you'd like. Go to wqed.org/pmgd to donate now.
I had an opportunity to speak with Artistic Director Maria Sensi-Selner of Resonance Works, welcoming back the holiday work Amal and the Night Visitors. Joining her in the studio were Jonathan Stuckey, who sings the role of Balthazar, and also a young lady by the name of Victory Brinker, who sings the role of Amal. All righty, we're going to just interrupt for a few minutes here because I have some very special guests in the studio. One of the great Christmas traditions, holiday traditions, is the beautiful opera by Giancarlo Menotti, Amal and the Night Visitors. And this year, once again, back live and in person, Resonance Works is going to be performing that alongside The Ballad of the Brown King, and also a premiere with Nancy Galbraith. But in the studio with me is Amal and one of the kings, actually a brown king, and Maria Sensi-Selner. Maria, it's good to see you.
Yes, it's great to be back here and great to be back with Amal. It's been 3 years.
Has it really been three
yes.
years? I wow. Okay.
It was the last thing we did before everything shut down.
Oh,
it was Amal in 2019, back at the New Hazlett Theater, where we are again this year.
And so that's a nice space to be in for an intimate piece like this.
It really is. And you recall, as you were in our On the Town there back in 2018, it's a really wonderful space. The audience is really close to the artists on stage.
Well, I remember seeing the Amal. It was great.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's not a big gulf between the audience and the performers, and so you can really be pulled into the story and into the music making.
Absolutely. Victory Brinker, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Now I just have to ask, what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade.
You're in fifth grade. Are you loving it? Well, you know what? I'm going to say yes. Your initial reaction was yes. So I'm just going to go with that. Okay. But there might be some things here and there that aren't your favorite things, right?
Yes.
Okay. But do you like to read?
I love to read.
And I think you like to make music, right?
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Because you're in this opera. How have you ever been in an opera before?
No.
Do you sing in choir at school or chorus?
I'm homeschooled.
Oh, you're homeschooled. Even better. Good for you. Yes.
Can I brag about Victory?
Yes, please.
For some of our listeners who do not know, Victory was a finalist on America's Got Talent.
Wow.
And so we are very excited to have her in Amal this year. And so you've been singing classical music all over the world.
So, Victory, tell me a little bit about that. What's it been like to travel all over the world?
It's been really cool because I've been able to see lots of things.
Like things that you've never seen before, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that is. Is there something that comes to mind that is like the coolest thing you saw?
The Eiffel Tower.
Okay, there we go. I mean, that is definitely cool. So here you are singing Amal in Amal and the Night Visitors. When did you start learning the piece? Maybe this fall or in the summer?
September.
In September, right. Okay. And do you like singing it?
I love singing it.
Oh, good, good. It's challenging, though, because you have to play someone who isn't able to walk straight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And you get to play a boy, which is also a little interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Jonathan Stuckey, it's great to see you again, and welcome back here to Resonance Works and Amal and the Night Visitors. This is a repeat performance for you. What's it like coming back to this wonderful character?
Oh, it's like home.
It is, isn't it?
It's just like coming back to an old friend and catching up and saying, oh yeah, how you doing?
And it's such a beautiful story. I mean, and it's told in about an hour or so, and
it's so moving, and there's the Christmas miracle, and I'm going to get all verklempt now because I'm getting all teary-eyed because I love this story, and I think it's a wonderful thing to have at Christmas time. Tell me a little bit more about how it's been going. How is your character revealed in this particular production?
Well, every time I approach the character, I have a little soupçon of Commander Worf from Star Trek.
Yes!
Just trying to be... Because Balthazar, the king that I play, is the most silent of the kings, the most stoic. Mm-hmm. So I always come in with a little bit of sternness and, you know, stoicity.
But I think, and you do sound like Worf, so this is kind of very cool.
A bit.
I'm sure you're not wearing Star Trek costumes, but I think that's a possibility in the future. So stoic and singing, also, of course, that beautiful music, the trio that the men sing, and then the mother joins in. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's my favorite part of the whole show, especially with our mother, Barbara, singing. It's just, it's powerful.
it really is. As a matter of fact, I have a little bit of music here with Barbara and Victory singing from last night. Here's the end of the beautiful duet that opens the opera.
Voice and the roar to
Now, Victory, I mentioned that this was the first role I ever did, and I remember every single word of every single character. I could go and do it right now. So stay well, because no one wants to see a gray-haired old person coming out doing them all. So, Maria, it's nice to be back at the new Hazlett Theater. Tell me a little bit about that. How's that going?
Absolutely. We love that space because it really helps us to fulfill our mission, which is to provide really intimate musical experiences for the people of Pittsburgh. And every time we've presented them all, you know, we've really tried to make people think about, you know, of course, this is a story about the three magi on their path to Bethlehem following the star. But what would that be like in today's world? So every single production of Amal we've done has been updated to contemporary times. So Amal and his mother are on hard times. But what I love about this story is Amal has hope and optimism and curiosity, even though they're in some really difficult circumstances. And there's community and inclusivity and just this wonderful sense of light in the darkness of this time of year.
Absolutely. And I'm curious about the Ballad of the Brown King and also Nancy Galbraith. So tell me a little bit about the Brown King.
Yes, absolutely. So every time we've presented Amal, we've paired it with some other music in the first portion of the program, which is, we keep it pretty short, so it's all very family friendly and you know, it's not a long sit for young people. So this year, we're really excited to present The Ballad of the Brown King. Is a cantata. It's about 25 minutes long. It's a work by composer Margaret Bonds, which was written back in 1954. She had an amazing partnership with the poet Langston Hughes, who I think, you know, is a bit more famous than she has been, but I hope that people will get to know her music. It's really, really powerful. She was an exceptional musician and composer and teacher, and had an amazing amazing history at a time it was really not very easy for women and for people of color. The cantata brings together just a lot of musical influences, jazz and calypso and gospel music, and it's for a couple of soloists and chorus and orchestra.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Yes, and we have Anquanique Kinzel, who's our headliner soloist for The Ballad of the Brown King.
Excellent. Have you had a chance, Victory, to meet Anquanique yet? No? Mm-mm. No. So you will, if you want to grow up to be a great lady, Anquanique is a wonderful role model. So although I think you're well on the way to being a wonderful young lady right now, and I'm so glad to have you here. We also have a premiere with Nancy Galbraith.
Yes, yes. We've been here before talking about our association with the Decameron Opera Coalition, that, mm-hmm. that coalition of small companies from around the country that we helped found back in 2020. And so this year, our third project, we're all back to doing live performances again, but we continue to love to work together and to facilitate the creation of new work. So this year we decided to make a holiday album. So there is right now you can go online, you can connect through our website or through DecameronOperaCoalition.org. It's called Dock the Halls. Get it? Decameron Opera Coalition, the DOC.
No way.
Dock. It's funnier when you see it in print.
no, it's good. I saw it up here. Yeah.
So our contribution to the holiday album, when I thought about, you know, how do we represent Pittsburgh the best we can, what kind of contribution do we want to make in creating new works for this time of year? And I couldn't help but think about, you know, I live 7 blocks from Tree of Life Synagogue. But there are such universal themes mm-hmm. in a lot of the holidays that we celebrate at this time of year, Hanukkah and Christmas and others, Diwali and Kwanzaa, that light is a really big focus of that. So I actually didn't know her. I was introduced to Sarah Stock Mayo, the daughter of the late David Stock.
Mm-hmm.
And she, we had a conversation about this, and she wrote us a beautiful poem. That Nancy Galbraith, who is on the faculty at Carnegie Mellon, who is, I give her credit for the fact that I'm still a musician because I was her student for many, 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 many years. So we've got this powerhouse team of Pittsburgh women who wrote this beautiful piece that is about light in the darkness and how through these shards of light and hope that we can create new worlds for the future. And it's a really gorgeous piece. There was a recording version that is streaming now on the Dock the Halls program. But we're going to do the live world premiere this weekend,
nice.
Which will be with soloists and chorus and orchestra, so orchestra version.
Excellent.
So we're excited about
that. Excellent. Oh, my goodness. So the return of the light, of course, the shortest day of the year next Wednesday,
yes.
and then but the light starts to return. Victory, is there a moment in the Amal that you really, really enjoy singing? It just warms your heart.
The duet.
The duet there, but also there's sort of that miracle at some point when you just the whole theatrical thing where things happened that are a Christmas miracle. It's pretty cool there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Victory, it is so nice to meet you. I look forward to seeing you this weekend. And as we like to say in the opera world, toy, 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 which means good luck.
Oh,
yep.
Thank you.
Okay. And Jonathan, as always, it's great to see you, but especially to hear you, Worf. I'm going to call you Worf from now on. And Maria, Resonance Works, you can go to resonanceworks.org and get your tickets. And you can also see those tickets on our website, wqedfm.org. Easy to get to. So I hope that you'll get your tickets for the new Hazlett Theater. And there are performances on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 o'clock. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in.
Thank you for having us. It's
absolutely
always great to be back with you,
Anna. Absolutely. All righty. Thank you. Resonance Works this weekend, Amal and the Night Visitors, The Ballad of the Brown King, and the Nancy Galbraith, Sarah Stock Mayo rededication, Dock the Halls.